As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, every week I will give one lucky listener a free tarot reading. This will be very much of a taster reading. If you feel as though you want to be that lucky person, contact me through my email address, which you'll find on the website for myspiritradio.com. But remember that this will be broadcast live, so no shrinking violets, please. On today's show, we have listener Kath. So, Kath, it's absolutely wonderful to speak to you today. Thank you very much for volunteering to be on myspiritradio.com and on the new show. Have you ever had a tarot reading done before?
No, I haven't.
Basically, how the tarot works is it reaches within your subconscious and it reveals things about your life. But what I'm going to do first of all is I'm going to shuffle the cards and I'm going to start off with a general reading. Okay. So what I can see here for you is having to be able to be very self-sufficient within your life. It's almost as though you're having to pay the bills, you're having to be able to look at doing the work. There's a lot of emphasis on dealing with your strength, your determination, and having to be able to work very much on the masculine within. I can sense that where you're living at the moment, there's a little feeling of entrapment, and that's because of the fact that you have grown so much as a person. You're ready and you're roaring to be able to move forwards, but I can sense a sort of level of indecision within you. What I can see for you is where you seem to be drawn to overseas connections. You're very sort of indecided, sort of full of indecision, as I said earlier, with regards what to do with this. What I can sense for you is this particular indecision that I'm picking up here. You're thinking to yourself, you know, come on, there's got to be a reason for this. I've got to be able to look at embracing it. And it's sort of making you panic a little bit. But what I can sense here is regards to money at the moment, and especially with regards to finances, is where things could be better for you. Where you are sort of struggling with all of these situations, where inside you, you're sort of trying to keep it within, dealing with it in, and not talking about it much. You don't like to bomb problems on other people. You know, you're very much of a person who is carrying a lot of earth energy, Taurus, I feel as though I'm picking up here, very strong Taurus energies, and you keep a lot of your upset and a lot of your worries within. And I feel as though what I do see for you is where you really need to be able to look at sort of opening up more, letting some of this stuff that you keep within you, letting it out, and not feeling as though you have to take everything or be able to be bombarded with everybody's issues. You really need to be able to look at being able to let it go. A lot of the Taurus, Capricorn and Virgo people... I'm sorry, can I just check with you? Are you, astrologically, are you an earth energy?
Yes, I am, absolutely.
Okay, so I feel that with a lot of the earth energies, what they do is they tend to keep a lot of this sort of emotional stuff within them. And I feel what you need to be able to do is know that you can talk to other people about it. You can give to other people. A lot of people want to be able to hear what you've got to say, but you're very private and you feel that you shouldn't be dumping on other people. But what I do see for you, as I said earlier, is new opportunities coming through. When it comes to your business, I seem to see you sort of sticking to safe areas.
Yes.
So you keep doing the same areas again and again and again. I'm picking up sort of up north. I'm picking up sort of similar to where you live. But what I want to say to you here is stop playing your cards very close to your chest. Being that you're a Taurian, are you a Taurian?
I am, yes.
What I feel for you is that you tend to sort of stick with what you know, what you play safe with. And I feel as though what I want to say to you here is if these overseas connections are around you, which I am picking up on, really look at embracing them. You know, European connections are good. And I do feel that with your work, you do travel. But what I want to say to you here is don't be scared to travel further afield. I feel as though you're moving more towards sort of overseas connections. And I feel as though what I'm picking up here for you is I feel as though America is quite a strong sort of...
Yeah, that's amazing because I was asked this morning about one of the big companies I work for about possibly going over to Florida.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's quite amazing that that's come up literally just this morning.
Morning, that's
come
up.
I've got to chat to people about at the weekend, yeah.
Right, because I'm going to say to you, don't be worried about that. I can see you're undecided. But it said to me here, you've got to be able to look at that. You've got a very much of a respected name in what you do, and people want you to be able to be there. So really look at going over there. Don't be worried about it. it's like the universe has said to you, Kath, you know, you've been playing safe for too long. We've got to be able to bring in new opportunities for you. And it's like you were not expecting this to happen at all. You were thinking to yourself, okay, things are just going to be the same as what they have been. And you were sort of plodding along a bit, if that makes sense. But now, with this opportunity, this is tapping into another side of you. This is tapping into the other side of Kath. Does that
absolutely
make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely amazing. Wow, spot on there, Sue.
Because of the fact that, you know, there's a side of you that you never thought you'd be able to branch out to America, but it's like a dream. And I think you've been such a practical person. You've been paying the bills on your own, and you've been thinking, right, I'm a practical person. And now, with America, you can start living some of your dreams. It's like the universe has said, you know, congratulations, you've done so well. Let's bring into this, you know, this new opportunity for you. So what I can sense for you just briefly is just sort of look at summarizing all of this up, is that for work and new opportunities, your life is really moving forwards. As you know, this is very much of just a sort of like a brief sort of sample reading. And I am available for further consultations on www.michellenight.com, and my PIN number is 2141. And I hope that in the future, Kath, you will look at contacting me for a further consultation.
Absolutely. Absolutely amazing. Fantastic, Sue.
Well, thank you very much, and continue to listen to myspiritradio.com.